For a lot less numbers on your power bill, visit nrgsolar.com.au. This is Leon Viner.
25 to 11, we love to be able to tell you things as quickly as we can when they're pertaining to all of us. And today, being a Tuesday, there was a transition meeting, and we're very pleased to introduce again our very fine Police Commissioner, Grant Stevens. Grant, it's good to have you on.
Thanks, Leon.
What did you decide this morning?
Well, sad to say for people who might be keen for things to move in a positive direction is that there are no changes coming out of our transition committee discussion today. We still had a look at our borders and whether or not there was a need to do anything there. And obviously, with fairly strong borders in place for the eastern seaboard, there was no changes recommended. And we also looked at our public activities, those restrictions we have on different things that we like to do in the South Australian community. We spent some time talking about a few of those things, but there were no changes. We really are at this point hanging on for people to go and get vaccinated so we can make some positive changes to those directions.
All right. What's the trigger point at which, at the vaccination rate that you're looking for, you are then in a position to take the next step? What are you looking for?
Well, the general discussion around the table, particularly in my conversations with SA Health, and obviously the Premier is involved in these discussions.
Sure.
Is an ideal mark of 80%. That's what we're looking for. We need to know that the majority of South Australians have had an opportunity to get the vaccine.
What are we at now, as a matter of interest?
I haven't seen the number for the last couple of days, but I understand that we're over 60% for South Australians having had their first vaccination, which is excellent. And it means in 3 weeks, within 3 weeks, we'll have over 60% have had a double vaccination. So we're really on a solid pathway to achieving that 80% mark well before Christmas, we hope.
All right. Now, if you're driving into SA and you hit the border, are you going to be stopped and questioned?
Yes, you are at this point in time. You have to have an approval to come in, and it's anyone coming from New South Wales, Victoria, or the ACT will actually have to have an exemption from SA Health to enter South Australia. There are very strict requirements in terms of coming in now because, as everyone can appreciate, we're virtually at a point where we do not have COVID-19 in South Australia. If this Delta strain does find its way in, it's likely to spread very quickly through our community, so we're doing our best to stop that from happening.
All right, so let's say people who want to fly here, what happens with them?
That's the same thing. If you arrive by plane, you have to have a valid exemption or we'll be turning you around at the airport or putting you into a medi-hotel.
All right, so you'll have to get the exemption before you board the flight?
That's correct. You have to have that. No one will check you interstate. That's not their concern. But you will be spoken to on your arrival in South Australia and we'll be looking for that valid exemption.
All right, so even if you've got a double vaccination and you're a passenger from, say, Melbourne or Sydney or wherever, that won't be enough?
No, it won't. And the problem is the vaccination, people who are vaccinated are far less likely to contract the virus.
Yes.
And if they do contract it, they will probably not get very sick. And they are also less likely to pass it on. But the reality is you can contract it and you can pass it on. So whilst we're waiting for that magical 80% target to be hit, there are people in our community who would be at risk if we let people come into South Australia from those high-risk locations.
Okay, so what's the application rate at the moment for people seeking an exemption to come in?
I haven't had an update from the Chief Executive of SA Health this week. We spoke about it late last week.
Yeah.
My understanding is there's somewhere in the order of 5,000 exemption applications.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to qualify for people. SA Health are doing a very good job in making sure people who are approved to come in don't present any risk to the broader community of South Australia. I understand and sympathise with those people who are struggling to get back or to get into South Australia, and there are clearly some very difficult circumstances being experienced by those people. But we have a population of 1.8 million people in South Australia who are at risk of COVID if we don't manage those people returning as safely as possible.
Okay, so it's very important to get this out there now because people are planning their Christmas and it's more in the discussion we're having now about people coming in to visit. What is it you want of them so that they match all the criteria you're looking for?
Well, coming in to visit for Christmas right at this point in time is not something I could be very specific about in terms of what people will have to do. We're hoping that by Christmas that there'll be the opportunity for families to come together, for South Australians to go interstate and come home relatively freely,
yep.
and for people coming from those high-risk locations like New South Wales, Victoria and ACT to be able to come in and spend time with family and friends. I just don't know what that looks like at the moment, and SA Health are doing some modelling right at this moment so we can make some evidence-based decisions as we move forward.
So if you're currently then, if you've got relatives or whatever and you go to New South Wales, Victoria or the ACT, how hard is it going to be to come back?
Pretty hard. It will be exceptionally difficult if you elect to go and visit family and friends in those high-risk locations. Then there will be people who will be prioritised above you in terms of coming back into South Australia. So people who need to come in for business or for compassionate reasons or for medical attention, they're going to get priority over people who chose to leave South Australia during this current level of restriction.
All right, so this is important because if you're planning to go interstate to see family or whatever, then you might face a delay when you're coming the other way.
Absolutely. I could not caution people more strongly that if you choose to travel interstate, then you need to be fully aware of the fact that it could be very difficult to get back in a short amount of time. If you do have legitimate reasons for having to travel interstate, whether it be for medical or professional, and it is absolutely essential, then it would be worth speaking to SA Health and getting a prior exemption so that you know you can come back.
Gee, that's going to affect a lot of people. How long will that be in force for, do you know?
Well, I think we're all aiming for the 80% vaccination target. I think once we hit that, we can start to make changes that make it much easier for people to come in and out of SA, visit those high-risk locations. Now, it's important to point out too, at the moment, there are no barriers to going to and from Northern Territory, WA or Tasmania. So there's still that latitude for
even
people.
if you go to Tassie via Melbourne,
you're allowed to travel through the Melbourne airport, but you must restrict your time in Melbourne to that transit period only.
Sure.
You're not allowed to leave the airport. We expect you to get off the plane, get onto the other one, and come straight in.
Okay, because there are some flights directly from Adelaide to Tassie, but not many.
More than there ever were before.
Yes, I know, to avoid this problem. So what's your implicit message to the people of SA right now to avoid COVID?
Well, I suppose the biggest thing for me at the moment is to ask people to continue to show the level of patience they've shown so far. It just feels like we don't have COVID here and things should be back to normal, but we are still dealing with a significant risk. And if the only reason you're not getting vaccinated is because you haven't got around to it, please make that appointment. Go and get the vaccination, because the sooner we hit 80%, the sooner we can have some genuine discussions about lifting restrictions.
So as soon as you get the 80% data, you can then have a discussion with the transition committee about what happens next.
We're actually doing the work now. So my hope is that we can tell people that what post 80% looks like before we get there. And hopefully that will encourage some people to go and get it if they can see that there's an opportunity for things to change in the positive.
Commissioner, thank you for coming on this morning. That's Commissioner Grant Stevens with the latest on 5AA.